Most popular ice fishing location in Ontario is Lake Simcoe. We've been talking about that for years on this program. I think, in fact, that it was a study done a few years ago. It is the second or third most fished during the ice period lake that we've got in this entire country. Does that surprise you? I think it was third.
I think it was third. I'm not surprised, but I know it's number one in Ontario.
Yeah, for sure. It's called Lake Simcoe, and it's not far from here. It produces incredible fish through the ice, including perch, crappie, lake trout, whitefish, and, of course, a whole lot more. And to speak to us about that and all of the other great opportunities that are about to start, I say about because obviously it's all ice dependent. Joining us now to talk to us about that is Brad Gehringer and Kyle Howell from Mitchell's Fish Huts. And they are at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie. What a coincidence. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. Just down good here stuff. At the expo now, just getting things set up and ready to go.
How's it looking? How's the expo looking?
It's great. Yeah, inside here is packed. We moved to the new location this year, you know, to give everybody more room because, you know, 3 years ago when it started, the popularity's just gone up and, you know, we need more room. So we're down here at the college now and that's not happening.
How's the new setup look? Have you had a chance to look around, or are you guys still busy just doing your own thing, getting yourself ready?
Yeah, busy with setup right now, but, you know, had a little gander around, and, you know, everybody's, you know, got more gear and that they've brought down here this year, and, you know, some great deals that I see getting set up and stuff like that, so...
Brad, one of the things I wanted to ask you about this morning, because there'll be listeners out there, and they aren't ice fishermen, never tried it. And you operate on Lake Simcoe, so tell us about the experience that you can offer for somebody who's new to all of this. They don't have the gear, they don't have the know-how. Tell us about your operation.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, a lot to what we gear towards is people that are just getting into the sport of ice fishing. So, you know, for, you know, on your general day, you know, $50, you come down. Pay your $50, and we provide the transportation, the bait, and the gear, and just leave it up to you to bring a lunch. And, you know, a few little tips and tricks that we give you on the way on the ride out and set people up, and it usually makes for a great day. And doesn't take long for people to catch on to the whole sport of ice fishing, and then, you know, it turns out to be a great day, and that's where people kind of start coming back for more, and it all starts there.
Yeah, and as you just said, the nice thing about that is that you don't need anything, you know, just some warm clothes and off you go. You guys supply everything else. What's give me a rough idea? You said about $50. What can a person look at spending to fish for a day through the ice?
Yeah, so like I say, so $50, you know, you that gets you everything that we provide for you, and you know, other than your lunch and you know, a few little drinks and stuff like that you want to bring, that's really all you need.
Nice. Any prediction on ice? How long is it going to be before we can sample some of your services?
Yeah, like you said earlier today, you know, maybe the weather today isn't great for ice fishing, but it's still early. So, you know, generally our season gets underway about mid-January. So anything earlier than that's definitely a bonus, and we love to see that. But, you know, usually... Yeah, like I say, mid-January is our typical start, so we always tell people, you know, safety is always number one, so we want to make sure that everybody's safe out there, and we do our checks and, you know, pretty strict guidelines that way, and want to make sure that everybody's safe out there when we do get out. So.
Yeah, Brad, I want to ask you, too, it's basically two different types of fishing when you're in the nearshore area for, let's say, for the perch and other. But you can get it also out into the deeper water for the whitefish and lake trout. Are you offering huts in both locations?
Yes, we do. So we do offer perch grounds fishing and then also trout and whitefish fishing also.
Okay. And size of huts, 2, 4, 6, 8 person? Your options?
So we have all 4-person huts, you know, so up to 4 people you could bring. And we do offer ice bungalows where we have groups come and stay for the whole weekend out on the ice. So that's, you know... a new thing in itself that you come out, you stay on the ice for the whole weekend, and everything again is provided for you other than, your drinks and food and blanket and pillow sort of thing. And I think everybody gets deterred from ice fishing sometimes because of the cold weather. But the hut's heated, and you get set up in there, and it's nice and cozy, nice and warm.
I'm planning on doing the overnight stuff.
And a great experience, too, may I add. Absolutely outstanding experience. Information is all available at mitchellsfishhuts.com. mitchellsfishhuts.com, just one of the many operators that will be on Lake Simcoe this winter. And what better than to go talk to these guys at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, which is going on right now in Barrie, and maybe talk to them about booking something. That's what you guys are going to be doing there, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a great event. Perfect time of the year, just before the season gets underway for us. And so, from past perfect. over the weekend, you get to talk to thousands of people and they ask their questions and get to give them some info on what's going on Lake Simcoe and take some perfect. Bookings and get groups set up with weekends they want to get out on the ice for sure.
Perfect. Hey, Brad, thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Brad Gehringer at Mitchell's Fish Huts, operating on Lake Simcoe. He is currently at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie, Ontario. You don't want to miss it. When we come back, we'll be joined by Miss Nari.
Nari Huang, and she is a superstar.
Okay, and then I have one beside me there, and I'll have one on the mic here. I'll be surrounded. More journal after this, so there you go away.